chocolate rain.
That's gonna be the intro. Hello and welcome to another episode of Button Mashing 101, the podcast.
The podcast.
This is a weightlifting podcast where we teach you how to lift weights. I'm one of your hosts, Alex. Next to me is the serene, the dazzling, the dark horse of the nation. Dave Parker.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. To my left is Dan.
To Alex, so, that joke will never get old. No.
So, to lift weights, you just grasp them,
mm-hmm.
You move your arm upwards.
Yes.
And that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
See, that's what we were doing the other days, you got to lift with your back.
That's in a jerking motion.
Yes. You bend at the waist, you twist and you jerk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do the twist and the jerk.
Do you guys hurt still at all?
No.
Legs hurt.
Yeah, my legs still hurt a little bit.
If I do like this, my biceps hurt a little bit, but not too bad.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I just moved.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So we're all sore.
We're all a bit sore. It was a very exciting move. I finally got some exercise in after a while.
It was good exercise.
Yeah, it was.
I was physically exhausted.
We started a boy band.
We did.
Called the Juicy Boys.
Yeah. We're just soaking wet from the sweat. Yeah. We just started singing to our neighbor, Dave's neighbors.
Hi.
Yeah, and
they did not enjoy it.
No, they got a restraining order. So it was a whole thing. No, but Dave just moved to a beautiful boat, and he surprised Dan and I with this incredible office space, a hit film that came out in 2000.
2000 what?
2004. Four? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think it's earlier than that.
2003? I'm going to lock in 2003.
I'm going to say earlier.
Okay. I think it was 90s, honestly.
Late 90s might be right.
Oh, shit. But yeah, so
but he also, what's that guy's name in that movie, the main guy? He doesn't age.
He isn't an actor.
What? I don't have your information
anymore. He's one of those non-agers.
Yeah, he did a YouTube video once.
Oh, my God. You're fucking... Name?
Oh,
Wi-Fi name?
My Wi-Fi name?
Wait. Is your password different?
Yeah. I'm going to message it to you.
Yeah.
Well, this is fun. Tell us about Office Space.
Yeah, so it's an incredible movie with the guy from Barry. I don't know.
What's from Barry?
What else is he in? He's in Dodgeball?
He's in...
Wait.
Oh, you're talking... Who are you talking about?
No, wait, I'm talking about the same guy. The Stapler guy? Yeah, Stapler guy.
I mean, he's like a side character.
Steven Root.
That's his name.
Jesus. He is a national treasure.
Steven Root. He's in Barry, Dan.
He is the voice of Bill in King of the Hill.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I never knew that, but it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I feel it. It makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
He's a national treasure.
I never got into King of the Hill. What was the appeal?
It's funny. For...
Say something, but Dan totally stole the show as he always does.
It's for propane fans and fans of propane.
That's what I thought. Yeah, propane fans. I've always
wanted. 1999.
Shit. What I locked into 2003.
Yeah,
you said four at first.
Well, but no.
He locked into three though.
Yeah, I locked into
what
three.
What does that mean?
I'm just gonna keep saying it. No,
this was
true.
If this was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yeah,
you would have flirted with the idea of four,
yeah,
but then locked into three.
Final right, answer. Exactly. Final answer.
Okay.
Final answer. All right. Yeah. So, big. There's a pop filter now, so I can just keep doing this. It won't be bothered.
It's not bothering me at all.
Well, it's a lot of fun. A lot of big news though, especially coming out of Apple and Epic. I think we should just dive in. We're a video game podcast.
People have tuned out long ago.
Our Office Space podcast is bi-weekly.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that one called? Again, remind me.
Office Space Cadets.
There you go. Thank you. Man. Thank you, Dan. So yeah, Apple and Epic were going head-to-head, right? Mm-hmm. Epic tried to sell V-Bucks at a 20% discount if you bought through...
Epic?
Yeah, through Epic, right? Directly through them instead of going through the Apple Store, which is typically how you buy V-Bucks. And they also did this on the Google Play Store. And Apple wasn't having it, so they just completely cut Fortnite out of the App Store. It's, you can't get it right now. You can't download it. So Epic had a lawsuit planned, ready to go. They also had a video that was an homage to that commercial from Apple. And I don't know when that fucking released.
1984.
1984, is that one? Is that when it actually came out?
It was 80-something.
Okay, I didn't... Whatever.
I'm going to lock in with 1984, Dan.
But, I'll agree with you.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the gist. So what Epic wants is more competition. They believe that they should be allowed to have their own app store or their own launcher instead of going through Apple's app store, Google Play Store's app thing, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called on Google or on Androids. But
the Play Store.
It's just the Play Store. Okay. And yeah, so they want to pretty much cut out the 30% income that Apple and all these other what is it called? Fucking vendors are getting, I guess. I don't know. But man, I can't form words today, you know? It's a whole thing. I think it's kind of interesting that they're taking on Apple. Apple is one of the fucking strongest companies that you can try to compete with. And most people that do compete with them lose. But someone like Epic could definitely be like a company that could maybe like
do some damage. I think they're one of the few that can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And how many companies how many developers and other people utilize Unreal Engine, which is Epic, including Apple, which I'm pretty sure utilizes it in its form of development for some games and whatnot. But yeah, so this is a rough catch up because I'm just kind of not hitting all the right points, but I'm hitting some of them. So that's pretty much it. But this is the biggest news that's coming out from gaming in a while because, again, Apple is someone that you just kind of don't take on. And now it's kind of it's got me thinking, like, what about Sony? What about Microsoft? What about Nintendo? They're still taking that 30% claim on revenue, which is, again, you mentioned it, an insane amount to make.
It's way too much.
Yeah, it's so much. Like, already what they're making, Apple, Google, and whatever they are, they're making a shit ton of money. 30%.
Do we know where the standard started?
I should have researched that.
Because you think if everybody's at 30%, somebody had to start there and everybody's kind of followed suit, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, exactly. And I would assume it had to have started with whatever company launched online first, right? Which might be, what, Xbox?
Dreamcast.
Sega started it all.
How old is Steam?
Steam's pretty fucking old.
So do you think Steam?
Oh, that might have been it.
They
followed
Steam?
I think that might have been actually it. Steam might have been the one that locked it in 30%. Again, crazy amount. What do you call it? Epic just wants to cut them out and give the players a discount. And we talked about it in a group chat before, and we're all pretty much like on Epic's side in this. It's kind of weird because these are all like billionaire corporations, so like,
yeah,
which again, we get it.
I'm on the side of the billionaire corporation that is actually providing entertainment for people,
right? And again, Fortnite is a really like a gold standard for what this games as a service thing is right now. Like, they really know how to do it, they know how to do events, they know how to provide you with free shit. Like, you don't even have to buy a battle pass so long as you play a full season, like, you're golden. You could just buy it with the V-Bucks that you earn. But yeah, so they wanted to give a discount, so they kind of masqueraded it as a discount. But really, it's like, we want to be able to compete against the App Store and other things. So they're able to do that on PCs, which again, was a whole shit show before, because when the Epic Games Launcher launched, it was fucking ridiculous, met with like such like heavy criticism.
Why is that?
I forget exactly the reasons. There were a few like legitimate claims that were complaints. I don't know if any of them were true, but the biggest thing is it wasn't Steam.
One of the major complaints was privacy. I think DRM was also involved in the complaining. The third complaint was they just didn't want to use something that wasn't Steam. So, which was...
I think that was the biggest
one. That was the biggest one, yeah. But, like, privacy was a major issue in why a lot of people were like, I don't know, this
but
is
like,
a little sketchy.
Was it any different from Steam, though?
No, exactly. So, that's the thing.
Then what are they complaining about, then?
Because it's a different launcher. And also, complaints started coming up more as soon as Epic locked in timed exclusives. Like, Metro Exodus was a timed exclusive. I can't think of any others, but that's the only one I thought of. But there's been many indie games, many games that have been timed exclusive on Epic Games Launcher that people are pissed about. Why? Like, what do you... It's... They're also, pro-developer, Epic Games Launcher is.
Yeah, because they're taking way less off the top.
Exactly.
What is it, 12%?
Well, it is 12%, yeah. So they're taking less, and they're, like, trying to start set an industry standard with that. But no one's following suit. Instead, they're planting lies and rumors. No, I don't know. It's just, it's so wild that gamers have such, like, a vocal... outrage over something as trivial as a new launcher or mm-hmm. as trivial as like timed exclusivity when that's just then if you it's free that's what bothers me too. Epic Games Launcher is a free thing, so I don't know. What Dave, what are your thoughts here? Like on
I don't like they went for Apple,
yeah,
and then the Google Play Store shortly after.
Yeah,
do they come for consoles? Do they?
I don't think they do it yet, but I think it's got consoles like.
Because if they, I mean, they can't cast their net too wide here, because then the Fortnite won't be available anywhere.
Yeah, and they're fighting a true front war here, legally speaking, like against Google and Apple.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously always going to be available on PC with yeah. Epic Game Store, but like you can't just say, all right, we're doing the same thing here and doing the same thing there.
And what's this mean for Google Stadia too? They go through Play Store, don't you, to download the games that you hit for that, which I think is
kind of interesting. I don't know shit about Stadia.
I don't either.
Well, whatever happens, I wonder what the repercussions are.
This kind of like the, like what started the whole kind of conversation. Like I thought this was in response. I'm ignorant on the whole thing, but xCloud.
Yeah.
Can't use it on Apple devices.
Yep. Which is the stupidest thing.
Which is crazy. Like their whole vision is almost ruined. Not completely ruined, but I mean more people have iPhones than Android phones. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, nah. So when this first dropped, my first thing was like, oh, they're kind of saying, hey, you're not going to let them play. We're not going to play either. But I guess it was a lot more going on than that.
Yeah. And to go back to another point I brought up is like how this is a billionaire corporation. This is a Epic is a billionaire corporation that's shining a spot, like a light on things that are kind of bad, like 30% or the fact that there's no crossplay still in a generation where there should be with the PS4 and Xbox One, and they are the ones that had crossplay like happen. There would be no crossplay on Call of Duty if it wasn't for Epic and stuff like that. So that's very, very cool. They're very much for the people, it seems like. And with this, they're pro-developer. So I can definitely see a lot of developers lining behind them in some form of like a strike or some capacity. I don't know what they'll do, but I don't know. Like, Dan, what do you think here? Like, do you think Epic will succeed with this lawsuit? Do you think it's kind of just a loss suit?
Fighting Google and Apple, I don't see how they can win.
Yeah.
They're fucking huge. But we'll see. I would like them to win.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they seem to be for the player.
Yeah.
Like, they don't just take what they earn and just store it into, like, someone's account. They seem to actually, like, develop it into new stuff.
Yeah, they always put money into their, like, their projects that they're working on. Yeah. Like, whether it's Fortnite or fucking that one game that's trying to copy Monster Hunter, excuse me. I forget what it's called. Dauntless.
Yeah. But I mean, like...
Or Unreal Engine.
Or just Unreal Engine, straight up.
As opposed to a company like Blizzard or mm-hmm. Activision.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God,
Activision. Where... They had their record fiscal year and then fired 800 employees.
Crazy. Fuck, it's wild. Activision, man.
And I also heard that Blizzard pays its employees way less than almost any other
company. I saw that today, too, yeah.
So, yeah, Blizzard's going through some shit, too. They're having some issues with how, like, they've been paying their employees very less. A lot of major developers have gone on to talk about how much they're making at other places like Riot Games and stuff. They're like,
doing
I was making like 50K at Blizzard. I'm making like 120K at Riot doing the same exact job, which is insane again. So
I can't believe that 50 is even allowable for doing like that kind of work. That shit's like fucking crazy intense.
Yeah. And it might not be 50, probably like 60 or 70 or something like that. But still.
Dude, the minimum for that shit should be 100K.
Yeah. And it was definitely only five figures as opposed to what should be, a lot of people think should be six figures. Because yeah. developing any form of, like, new thing is crazy difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of companies also under fire, moving forward since we're on that. Ubisoft, another company that's...
Ubisoft,
another company that's...
I like that transition because Ubisoft forward, UB forward.
Yeah, look at that.
Hey.
You're beautiful, man. I can't get enough of it. So Ubisoft is going under some scrutiny because a lot of sexual misconduct going on there. And it's gotten so bad that there's been multiple articles, multiple people just leaving week after week with more rumors flaring up. One of the major people who was like the head of like... who was in charge of like saying, oh, this belongs in this series of a game. This belongs in this series game. Actually was outed and... left the company? I don't know if he was fired.
He was let go.
Yeah, so he was let go. Okay. But yeah, so... But
he was the one in charge of, like, choosing what games are greenlit.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been hearing things about really cool-sounding games that everybody was jazzed about. He said, no.
Yeah. A lot of people, and this was from Jason Schreier's article, a lot of people have said how this guy being outed was, or, like, ousted was huge because no one thought this guy... Everyone thought this guy was untouchable.
Yeah.
Which is really good. Everyone always with it. Like you heard, I think I mentioned it before. This was like the Hideo Kojima guy, the hidden figure of Ubisoft, who would be like, this belongs more as a Rainbow Six game. This belongs more as like an Assassin's Creed game. And, I mean, he's gone, which is really good. I also want to say I love Ubisoft. I really love their games rather. And, I think their games are really good. So it's kind of shitty to see like how many developers are terrible that work there. And I really hope that they have, like, a big major reset with some better people that don't abuse their employees.
You just got to remind yourself that we hear about the bad ones.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of others that are doing their jobs the right way.
Yeah.
And it would be a shame to boycott a game that so many people worked so hard on because one guy at the top said, I don't want playable females in my games.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, again, terrible, terrible shit.
I don't understand how, like, just this tiny little bit of power makes these people just abuse other people so much.
I don't get it either.
Like, this, it's so prevalent.
Yes, just boredom,
and
it seems like.
And it's just, like, it's barely any power at all.
Yeah.
And like, it seems to be so common.
Yeah,
very like it's common. Like, all right, who is it today?
Yeah.
Like, which company is it going to be today?
Fucking the Smash community? When mm-hmm. the, where the
that got wild, too. Fuck? Yeah, that was crazy. Very popular Smash competitive Smash players were outed as pedophiles.
What and, the like, fuck?
As grooming kids and shit. It was crazy. I've seen more like tweet longers things than I've ever seen before. Like, my story. And it's like, read this. And I'm mocking the people that I actually abuse people because I've seen them try to defend themselves with those. But yeah, sorry, you were saying something.
I was just saying, like, they have no power. They're just, like, slightly popular in a very small community, and they still abuse it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They feel like they have celebrity now.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of wild, too. Like, I was talking with Jansen about this, one of my friends, Jansen, how, like, there's so many people that are popular that I haven't even heard about. Like, those Smash mm-hmm. players, I haven't heard of.
Yeah.
Hugely popular. There's, like, streamers I haven't heard of. Hugely popular. But, yeah, so that's, I don't know, I think the Apple, circling back to that, I think the Apple Epic thing is something to keep an eye on, and it's definitely quite sketchy in regards to how Apple operates and how a lot of other major companies operate. And another sketchy company that operates in a terrible way, Facebook, just announced that you can't use Oculus after 2021 without a Facebook login, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I think it's in 2023.
Oh, was that it?
No. That was, you will no longer have an Oculus login after 2023. Those are going away.
So what was that all about?
So Facebook bought Oculus a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now they're saying to log into your Oculus, you need a Facebook account.
Which they mentioned before when they bought the Oculus. They're like, don't worry, you'll never need a Facebook account to log in. Although we'll make it so that if you do and you want to, you could.
Why do you need an account to use this thing? I don't understand.
Well, it's like a Sony account.
Yeah.
A PSN account. An Xbox account.
It's got its own store and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So Oculus Quest is
the way I always thought, because I don't know shit about this. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was basically like you hook it up to a computer and it's just a monitor that like certain games will use specifically.
Well, that's so they released an Oculus Quest, yeah. which is just by itself.
The Quest is just the helmet and the controllers. Mm-hmm. You don't need anything else. Okay. So you have full range of motion.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I was stuck between motion and movement there.
Yeah. So a lot of people are talking about flocking over to Valve Index, which is much more expensive, but you use Steam, so you're more familiar with it.
Wasn't there like an HTC with the Vive? HTC Vive?
Was yeah, another that's one? Another thing.
But too. I think that one, again, you like need a whole room.
You need a rig also yeah. for that one. And that one's like you need a really strong rig, if I'm not mistaken. I think the HTC Vive is the strongest of the fucking virtual VR things. God, I couldn't even think of it.
Strongest?
I don't. Yeah, I think it's something like that. If
you take it off and throw it, you can go through a brick wall.
Yeah, it's like a Nokia phone built just like it.
Speaking of VR, real quick.
Yeah.
Em and I decided, hey, we're not going to set up the VR right now. We got some space issues over there. Mm. And then Beat Saber announced the Linkin Park pack.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
They're fucking with you.
That delivery.
So hopefully I'll have a review on that stuff for you guys soon.
They're fucking with you. Oh my god.
With all the confidence in the world.
You said that like a mobster or something. Oh my god. So now that we're out of the business end of the podcast, we can talk about more business stuff. Xbox Series X has a launch window of the first week of November. That's great. That's actually the biggest news we got for a next gen console, so
yeah. Still no price.
No price, nope.
No price.
I cannot believe we're months like two months?
Pretty much like 2.5, yeah.
Somebody needs
less.
I don't understand. Like, I got it last time. I don't understand it this time.
Yeah.
What do you mean you got it last time?
Like, when it was Xbox One versus PS4. Like, that game of chicken, I got. Because that race was three...
It was, it was close.
PS3 and 360 at the end was yeah. very close, mm-hmm. at least globally.
Yeah.
PS4 right now is... destroying.
Yeah.
Destroying. And I think, at least out of the gate, PS5 is also going to destroy.
It would, yeah,
because sure. there's not a very compelling reason to buy an Xbox Series X right now, unless you are just one of those guys who wants everything to look its best.
Yeah. And...
but even then, you can play on PC.
Yeah, exactly. And if you are... right, if you are one of those people, you probably already have a PC.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, again, goes into the xCloud thing. Like, this is... available, you don't need an Xbox, and this is what they've been marketing a lot: Xbox Game Pass and the xCloud stuff, which is just all software. Incidentally, no first party games though. Halo Infinite was shown off and then got delayed to 2021, which was
looked like shit anyway.
Looked like shit, but is the it's like the
graphically
biggest.
It looked like shit.
Yeah,
people really like the look of the gameplay. Halo fans,
yeah,
from
looks,
what I heard,
looks cool. Yeah. Gameplay-wise, it looks cool, yeah.
But the graphics were
But I mean, like, gameplay-wise, it always looks cool, right?
Yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
for anyone that says, well, it's a big open world, come on.
Yeah, stop it. Stop
we've
it.
We've seen plenty of big open worlds that look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Horizon, for example.
Ghost of Tsushima,
yeah, Jesus.
Which probably isn't, like, huge comparatively, but it's gorgeous everywhere you look.
Yeah, also, the loading in that game. How is it so good? No, I don't get it.
We'll get to that later,
yeah,
Dan.
Jesus. But yeah, so there.
I think the Xbox Series S, which hasn't even been announced yet,
yeah.
is going to sell way more.
If what I'm hearing is true, where it's just 1080p instead of 4K,
yeah.
that is the best bargain you can get for an next gen console.
You get that, you get Game Pass,
yeah,
and then you're set.
Then
you don't need to ask mom and dad to buy video games anymore,
right?
You know,
just pay that premium. What is it, $10 a month?
Yeah.
For Game Pass. And again, Xbox Live sounds like it's going away. That's like a very heavy rumor that they're just going to attach it to Games Pass.
Hmm.
So Xbox Live might not be a thing as soon as they announce price and everything of the XSX. That was awful to say.
SSX.
SXX.
Tricky.
Oh, yes. It's tricky to rock.
Is that undisputed as the best snowboarding
game of all time? Undisputed.
Undisputed.
Who would fuck with that?
Steep.
Just as Def Jam Vendetta is the undisputed wrestling.
I was just going to say, we got to talk about the news of a new Def Jam game being teased. Okay, are you absolutely flat out fucking kidding me?
Did you see Def Jam Records tweeted, as long as we get 1 million likes, we'll maybe announce something? And it did like fucking within minutes.
Yeah.
And they were like, well... Now we're
gonna... Oh shit.
So
but here's what I'm worried about. I'm not in touch with the rap game like I used to be, you know?
I'll help you.
Who does Def Jam have now?
Wait.
Frank Ocean.
Hold on.
He's not even rap.
When Def Jam Vendetta came out, those people weren't mostly active, right?
Yeah.
They were?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought a lot of them were like kind of done.
Can't think of any.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they were all active.
I think they should just bring back everyone.
They should bring back everyone.
Just fucking do a Smash Bros. And say the roster's fucking unlocked. Like, just fucking go away. Go wild, you know? Man, oh man. That is very exciting, though. So we have an announcement looming right now for Def Jam, whatever it's going to be called, Vendetta 2.
I don't even care if it's a remaster.
They already had a Vendetta 2.
Vendetta 7.
What is it called? Battle for New York?
Yeah.
I don't play that. I never play with that.
I didn't play that one either.
Okay, good.
You can't touch the original, so I was like, well, I don't even care.
Check out youtube.com/buttonmashing101 if you want to see us play that game.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I've watched it.
Who won?
Dan. I'm kidding.
I forgot, like, literally everything, and Dave was, like, pulling off all these insane combos and shit.
That's not true.
That's actually funny. That's the thing with fighting games. I feel like a lot of people are, like, always trying to play it off, like, you know... did you say this last night? How, like, people are like, yeah, let's just play this game, but I don't feel like... I haven't played in a while or whatever, and then they just show you the fuck up in this, like, in a fight. Where did I hear this?
Twitter.
Maybe. I don't know.
You are on Twitter like 18 hours a day.
What if I do this though? Do you see it?
That's still Twitter.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, you know.
Def Jam, I know y'all are listening.
No, absolutely.
Make it happen.
Jesus, quick.
Don't put Migos in there. They can't fight, you know. Give us Ghostface Killa. Come on.
Migos make an appearance in Atlanta and they kill a guy. So.
In real life?
Well, we don't know. Oh, I see. You're saying the city of Atlanta. Yes. They just were there.
Yeah.
Damn.
You're lucky that was capped.
Well.
It would have splish-splashed.
That's a hip-hop term. Cap.
Ooh, get capped. Because you're wearing the wrong colors.
No, cap. It's like, oh, you're lying. So you say cap. So if someone...
He said like, capped, though.
Oh, you're right. So you got... You're shat.
I'm not anything.
I was going to make a Thord joke.
Thord?
Thord.
Capped, Cap and Thor.
Oh.
that was fun. That was quite the journey.
It hurt.
Man. Speaking of journeys, what do you think PS5's journey is going to be to get that launch release date out, price out? Who's going to come out with prices first is my thought.
I think it's going to be like November 3rd. And PS4, Sony's just going to be, all right, PS5, here's the price. It's out now. Go get it.
Those poor Best Buy employees. <Just kidding. laughs> Imagine them 2 or 3 days later opening the truck, just shitloads of PS5s. Like,
oh my god. Sean would tell us though. We'd have the in.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, you're right.
He follows all NDA guidelines.
No, absolutely. I'm gonna cut that out. what do you call it? Yeah, so. Xbox has a launch window, PlayStation does not, and a lot of games seem to be moving to this November launch window-ish.
It's got to be. I think we all kind of fucking thought it would be November anyway.
Yeah. There's never... Has a console come out in October? That's disgusting. That's near Halloween.
Yeah, they must always do it like late, early December or late November.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a portable.
Yeah.
They don't seem to care about that.
I want to know who does pricing first. I just want to know how much it costs.
I really want to know.
But like, there's
I want to get my pre-order in. I want to just get it secured and same ready, here. And just I want to feel good about myself for the first time in my life.
God Almighty, just you know
what?
Just
you know, I also like it to work the first day.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I know you struggled with yours, didn't you?
Yeah.
At least
I didn't sell it.
I don't want to talk about. Okay, speaking of selling, what do you call it? Is going to sell us new ideas for their games. DC. That's what I was looking for.
What are you trying to say?
Perfect opportunity for a transition. Let's do it. So, what do you call it? Is going to.
Okay, take a deep breath and then tell me what you're trying to say.
So. DC is having an event on the 23rd. Is that
Fandome?
Correct? Fandome. Yes, it's going to be their very own Comic-Con-esque, E3-esque thing where they're going to announce and unveil the new Suicide Squad game from Rocksteady, and then the new Batman game, which is rumored to have the Court of Owls from WB Montreal.
A court.
A Court of Owls. And the Bat family's involved in some capacity. I don't know what that means, but how far along in the future is that, right? Do we have Damian already? What's he doing there? Oops.
Damian was present in the Court of Owls, I think.
He's a piece of shit.
But yeah, the Court of Owls attacked like everyone related to Batman.
Wow, that's violent. So they just know who he is straight up, like right out the gate. Okay, that's mean. Damian's also in the Harley Quinn show.
Is he a little bitch?
He's hysterically a little bitch. Like, it's really funny.
That is his character.
Yeah, he's like 11. He's like trying to make Harley Quinn his like nemesis. She's like, ew, get away from me. And he's like, he keeps trying to like fight her and they just walk away from him. What a jerk, you know? What a
spoiler.
Well, Suicide Squad, though.
Kill the Justice League.
Yeah, Kill the Justice League. The artwork is a target on Superman. What do you think, huh?
It's, I don't think that's going to work.
You can't kill Supes without a little crypty.
Not without a little crypty.
Not without a little crypty.
Just a little bit crypty.
Yeah, a little crypty.
Or magic, right?
Yeah, magic works too. Magic.
Now, I'm hearing rumblings that this game is going to be a games as a service game. A gas game, you know? G-A-A-S.
You hurt me.
Dan lays it out there.
He tells it how it is. So it's going to be a kind of a direct competition of whatever Avengers is.
I think it's interesting because the Avengers right now is such a huger property than Suicide Squad. But I think Rocksteady has a lot more goodwill.
Yeah.
Than Crystal Dynamics.
Agreed. Yeah.
So I think that'll be interesting.
And right away, we're seeing how divisive. Is that the right
word? I've heard it both ways. It's a bisexual word.
Yeah. Mm. But I've heard how like they either love this game, it's a lot of fun, or they're just like, this is kind of boring. Like, what am I supposed to do? And from what I've seen, I wish I tried the beta, by the way. I downloaded the open beta, never got to play it, just because I helped you move, and I was like, I don't feel like playing today. I didn't play that day, and then there it is, Dan. I lost the chance. I lost the opportunity.
Then you watched Fargo for 8 hours straight.
I did watch Fargo for 8 hours. Oh my God, what a show. Compelling.
So I think Suicide Squad against the Justice League makes sense in this way. Like if you think about a raid, you know, it would take literally all of them to take down like anyone in the Justice League, right?
How many Suicide Squad members have there been or can there be, though?
Like quite a few.
You could just get all the villains and say, yeah, they'll join Suicide
Squad. I mean, the big seven in the Justice League, you're right.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other members that suck. Like
sure, like Green if they Arrow. Want to take out Green Arrow, yeah.
That's actually a really fucking cool idea, though. Like, a raid based around just taking down Wonder Woman or, like, fucking The Flash?
Yeah, like, think of it like the raid is in the Batcave and, like, trying to get in, and then you gotta fight Batman and stuff, and he's just fucking psycho.
Yeah.
He is a fucking psycho.
That's what he's gonna say.
What?
That's what he's gonna say.
Or you go to Themyscira.
Yeah.
Dude, don't go to Themyscira.
Why?
There's so many Wonder Womans there. They'll kill you. Are you sure?
What do you think they'll do?
Kill you.
Yeah, but like, is it because you're a man?
I think
Thanks.
My part of my problem with Marvel has always been, I don't think their villains are as strong as the villains of DC.
Agreed.
So when you're talking about the Avengers, the game, who's the bad guy? Is it MODOK or?
It's one of.
It's like some weird shit. And it's like, that doesn't get me juiced.
Yeah. Why would I? Yeah. Why
but
would
I feel like, MODOK? You know, taking the part of a ragtag bunch of misfits, you know, anti-heroes to fight Superman, that gets me a little juiced.
Yeah, I agree. Also, again, like you said, Rocksteady has been a really good company that's pretty damn good at making video games. Crystal Dynamics, they've been good too, but like from what we've seen this game, it doesn't, like no one picked it up on the Fantasy League because it just doesn't look like it's going to do
well. It doesn't look appealing.
Yeah. And it looks like it's going to say have the same fault that Anthem did, the same fault that Destiny 1 did, which is like they think they have enough content and it's just going to be like not enough shit.
I think that's the hardest thing for any of these developers to do is put enough content into a game like that to keep everybody satisfied.
And how? Well, I still don't even know how Avengers is going to work like this.
It's not like I don't understand why that's a hard thing. Like they focus so much on like your leveling that they just ignore the part where they want to keep people. It's like, focus on that. Make the leveling a little less, like, of a journey.
Remember The Division? The original one?
Yeah.
Like, you had beat the story and stuff, and then it was like, what now?
Yeah.
I do remember
You just that. Go to the Dark Zone, I guess.
Yeah.
That was a cool concept.
Dark Zone's still really cool. I like it.
Yeah. I'm never going to play it again, because Destiny 2 is the superior gas game.
I don't even know what happened to Division 2. I was so excited for it.
I hear
they seem to have so many good plans, and I don't know what happened.
I have heard it's actually not bad, but that's because the Warlords of New York expansion like really added a lot of content and stuff. But
see, if the Warlords of New York were some Def Jam artists,
there you go,
we'd be in there.
Holy shit! Right away,
we'd be in there fighting Bus a Bus.
My God. I think some glass is shattered somewhere.
But I don't know. I can't wait to see it. But I hear it's probably quite a ways off still.
Yeah, no doubt.
Batman's probably going to be sooner.
Yeah, I think the Batman game, I wouldn't call it this year with everything that's gone down. And I think that's why they've been teasing it for over like 200 days or whatever.
300.
Jesus Christ. WB, what are you doing? Like, jeez.
It's a trickle.
WB.
Trickle. Trickle, trickle, trickle.
So, I like chicken.
WWWB.
Dan, don't start.
What?
Don't start. What? Don't start. I think now is the time, since fuck we're singing, bro, we should talk about Hamilton. And this is going to just be the Hamilton podcast.
Dan? Right, I'm leaving.
Hamilton cast. No. Anyway, so we're going to talk about delays now. What games have been delayed recently?
Deathloop.
That's what I wanted to bring up.
Damn it.
Which is really sad to me because fucking want to get my hands on the game. Hollow did also get delayed. Looks like COVID's really affecting
Psychonauts
things.
2.
I don't care.
Hey.
Dan, it's okay.
Hey.
Dan, it's okay.
Hey.
Dan's okay.
Hey.
Was that on your Fantasy League team?
Yeah.
Deathloop went to quarter two.
Yeah.
Quarter two.
Quarter two.
Quarter two.
Quarter 2-8.
That's like an April release, you know?
Who even knows?
Like, people are already going to be fucking balls deep in PS5s.
That's why you should just chill out with release dates. I think a lot of these companies, look at Dying Light 2, never fucking mentioned a release date.
Oh my God.
Now no one's even thinking about it.
Yeah, but then, like, just do Bethesda's thing, where it's like, we're fucking sure it's coming out, so this game is going to be announced right now, because we're so certain.
But isn't Bethesda behind Deathloop?
Oh, no. Fallout 76, too. That nightmare of a game, Dan. Thoughts?
Dan, it's okay.
You said you were going to play that with me?
Yeah, I was in a mood at one point.
Yeah,
I got out of it. It's on sale right now, too. Yeah. Why don't you play it? There's, like, quests and stuff.
I don't want to play by myself.
But there's, like, cool quests.
I don't play by myself. But there's, like, who plays MMOs by themselves?
James.
Oh my God, you're right. What an idiot.
Matt? Matt seems like he plays him by himself, didn't he?
True. But he seems to make online friends really well. And I'm just kind of like...
Well, he's just such a sweet kid with a good heart.
And I'm just like, fuck all these pieces of shit taking my gear.
He is a really good kid, though. And he means well. Man, oh man. So, fantasy update. I thought I picked up Microsoft's Flight Simulator...
It said there was a score on it when you tried to pick it up.
That's bullshit.
No, absolute bullshit. There was a score on it when the transaction would have happened.
Yeah. Oh, right. That makes sense. Damn it.
So, too late. And I've looked at it so many times. And what does it have, a 93 right now? I read a story about a guy who was sunbathing, and his dick is in that game. He was sunbathing nude, like on his roof or whatever.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I heard that game is like gorgeous. It's like a technical masterpiece is what Dan said.
If there's dongs on roofs.
Fuck me. Yeah, so fantasy update. I am currently winning by only 10 points, I think.
10?
Or is it 20? You're 20? You have 70.
I think you have 8.
Did you just get something?
I think you have 80 and you have 72.
What? Yeah.
I just looked at it today.
I have Paper Mario that's just recently scored-ish.
I thought. I just looked at it today. You liars.
I also looked at it.
Well, I looked at it after you said my game got a 93, so I was like, oh shit, but it didn't update yet.
Dan, it was an 83.
It was a 93.
It was a 93.
Was it?
Yeah, you have 79, I have 77, you fucking liars.
Where did I get 80 from?
Cheating. Oh, you have 79.97. You were just underestimating me. What else is new?
Shit. See, mine says 80.
Mine has decibels. Yours doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you're the league manager. See, me and Alex see the same thing. We don't see your in-depth view.
Looking at actual points. Actual? What's the difference? Actual when you're facing points, loading a gun.
When you're facing loading a gun,
Dave,
you should turn it around in case it accidentally discharges.
Dave is projected to win by exactly 12 points.
You know what's going to kill me is fucking Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Because you counterpick?
Because I counterpick. Alex's counterpicks are so fucking solid.
Oh, yeah.
Two games that are not going to come out.
What did he pick? He picked Bayonetta 3.
Bayonetta and Hellblade.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
Like, I knew Horizon was going to come out, so I thought that was a pretty good pick by me.
Yeah, that was.
But I was like, dude, it's Valve. There's no way that game's coming out.
Man, that was a really bold move. So I picked up Half-Life 3, or Half-Life Alex, Half-Life 3, in the third or fourth round? I don't know. It was kind of an easy, nice pick.
And I was just like, that game's never coming out.
Yeah. And it gave me a 95 or whatever, and or 27 points. Do the points double as you go into the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought. So right now, yeah, Dave is up, or I am up by a few points.
It seems like what matters most is actually picking games that are going to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have Wasteland 3 coming up. I'm just really hoping it gives me something.
I have Spelunky too.
You do have Spelunky. And Tony Hawk Pro Skater, which is I'm hearing really good things from.
I picked up Crash 4.
I saw that. That was good. That was a good pick.
That game looks pretty good.
Yeah.
What is it called? Into the Crashlands?
It's About Time.
Mm.
Get it?
Yeah, because it's about time they actually made a game.
And? It's About Time.
What?
It's literally about time, Dan.
They already had that concept.
Thank you.
In Hello. Crash Bandicoot 3?
Warped.
Warped.
I bid on a game. Should I say it? Or can Dan steal it?
I can steal it too.
I don't know if I want to say it.
Well, actually, I can't steal it because my team's full.
Yeah, your team's full.
I have to make a couple drops first.
You're going to steal it, though.
It's Crusader Kings.
What if that fucker gets an 88 or something? Fucker, you know? It's a solid 18 points.
Fucker. Just tell me what it is.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Tell me what it is.
No.
Why'd you bring it up then?
I'm not going to tell you.
Tell me what it is.
Because I want you to know. That's
okay,
why.
This message me privately.
All right.
All right, Dave, what do you do?
I
haven't even fucking touched my phone yet.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. So I'm excited to see what games come out. You know, Dan lost Halo. Dave lost Deathloop. I lost something.
Your mind.
I lost my mind. But now we can talk about games we're playing, which is really nice, Dave, because you've been waiting for this.
Yep.
You've beaten Ghost of Tsushima.
I beat it today.
And you...
Pew, pew, pew. I was missing two things, and I was like, what the fuck? I looked at your trophies, and I saw one, and then the other, and then, like, the end of the game. And I was like, okay, these are at the end of the game.
The two trophies you were missing were...
Yeah, two of them.
I saw you did the Sly Cooper trophy very early on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get there till like in LA.
I used a blue color scheme, like a white and blue. Mm-hmm. So I had his headband.
Oh, okay.
And I was using, when I got the raccoon tail thing, I thought it was funny. And then I just randomly put the Gosaku armor on, and I had that as blue, too. When I put it on, I got the trophy, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's a nice little homage to...
Yeah.
Did you just get the infamous Second Son headband, mm-hmm. too? Well, yeah. That's, like, right in the beginning. That game, fucking great.
I missed the first haiku. Remember how I told you at the beginning of the game I did something stupid? I went to the bottom of the map first.
Yes.
I missed the very first haiku, and I got it as, like, the very last one. There's a guy standing there, and I talked to him. He's like, oh, you should do haiku. And I'm like, all right, let me try this out. He's like, I will do many of these haiku. And I've already done almost all of them.
That was my
What life. A silly bitch that I am.
The final haiku was the final haiku that I got, but the second to last one was that one. And
really?
As was the spring bath thing. I did not realize I was supposed to bathe there as well. In that area. What was the town called? Where you find your mentor? Not mentor, but the bow and arrow dude.
Yeah, the hot springs
yeah.
area.
Yeah. Yeah, I was missing a hot spring. I was like, where the fuck is... And then I read online. I was like, oh, just go to the fucking one there. I was like,
she tells you to.
I don't know why I didn't go.
Yeah, the lady there tells you to, and you just get butt naked right in front of
and
her.
And yeah, that's another thing, is yeah. you mentioned this before, where you're like, yeah, no one else is naked but me.
Yeah.
I was like, when the fuck did that happen?
You're at a hot spring, everyone's wearing these little underwear things, but Jin's like, fuck it, I got a huge dong.
He just fucking goes all
get
in.
A load of this.
Also, they just use the hot springs to shower? What's that about?
It was before running water.
They need to control themselves. Doesn't it smell like methane? Done! Okay, I'm sorry. Platinum trophy, though.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very happy.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
I've
welcome.
Also beaten it. Yes. I'm very, very happy that you finally beat it. What's next for you?
Fairy Tail.
Oh, exciting. Exciting. Is that an RPG?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you thrilled? Is M going to be watching as you play?
Probably.
Okay.
Like, I don't expect this game to be great by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Fairy Tail.
Good.
So I'm going to... The one bummer is there's no English voice acting.
Yeah.
And I've watched all 7,000 whatever episodes of it with the English voice actors. But I'll get over it.
I'm in love with the English voice act. I'm in love with the dub. You know? I'm in love with the dub.
Lub dub?
Mm-hmm.
So Ghost Tsushima.
Yes.
How'd you like it?
You know... Did that answer it?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
I genuinely fucking hated it, like, from start to finish. No, that game was incredible. From the get-go, you realize how quick these loading times are.
Oh my god, the loading times, Dan.
Hmm.
They don't even make sense.
Hmm. Yeah, like, I have a standard PS4, not a Pro, and it's fucking just kicking ass, you know? It's like, what the fuck are you pulling your phone out? Get back into it.
Especially during a year where I've played so much Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Where if I'm going to fast travel,
oh God.
I'm in for a good 13 to 14 straight minutes of loading screen.
And Destiny 2, where you can just fucking watch a movie maybe.
Yeah.
Like just.
You wrote a book last time.
Yeah. Just put on 2001 A Space Odyssey and just fucking have that on.
Watch
the
Titanic real quick.
Just fucking Schindler's List. Dive into a 3-hour film. Man, oh man, that loading is atrocious. Hopefully it's better for PS5 because it's a free upgrade.
And Swish.
The Beyond Light is November something. Same release week as Cyberpunk? No, the Assassin's Creed Valhalla, same release week as Cyberpunk.
Got it.
Damn.
Got it.
But anyway, I think Ghost of Tsushima does a lot of really smart things. I feel like a lot of people complained about how it's doing nothing new.
Yeah. And I see their point.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think its combat is way better than other open world melee combat games.
Yeah.
And I think it's just smart. Whenever you're...
I can't take it anymore.
Dan, you're going to talk about CrossCode in just a few minutes. Shut up. So
good.
When you're doing an escort mission, mm-hmm. they don't fucking walk or run at the weirdest stupid speed. They just follow your speed. If you walk, they walk. If you jog, they jog. If you run, they run.
Yeah.
It's smart.
It is smart.
It's smart.
Witcher did that.
Now, it's a reasonable complaint that they don't do anything new. Like, the bird, the fox just taking you.
I think the wind's really cool.
The wind is very cool, yeah. But a lot of people are always talking about, like, this is one of those games where it suffers from the open world thing, where it's like, oh, you're going to get distracted by following this bird. You're going to get distracted by following this fox. Sometimes both at the same time in some capacity, which is reasonable. At one point, I was kind of just bored of foxes. Like, please don't let this new thing be a fox. I fucking am tired of following them, as cute as they are. And a lot of times it would just end up being a fox. So I was ready to jump off a
bridge. I'm going
to
be real.
Yeah.
I never got sick of seeing a fox. I think they're cute. 49 of them, Dan. I loved every single one.
There's only 49? What are you bitching about?
I found all 49.
Did you ever happen upon an Inari shrine without a fox bringing you there?
Yep.
I only did it once.
I did it twice.
Because I was just saying to Em, I was like, shout out to like the design of this game where I've never happened upon one of these statues on my own. A fox has always taken me there. And then like 15 minutes later, I like jumped down a cliff and I was standing right in front of one.
Do you ever get the sound cue? You know how the music goes like, whatever, like ones when you're finding the shrine. Mm-hmm. It does that often, and when if you're close enough, it does it, and that happened to me twice or maybe even three times. And I was like, oh, the shrine's fucking right next to me, so I just roamed around until I found it, and I was like, I don't want to follow Fox right now, like I'm towards the end of the game. But reasonable complaints aside, like I think this game is incredible. It's a really, really great new IP.
Yeah.
The combat is so simple, but so good. Yeah. Like, it's got some depth to it in its simplicity.
And it evolves as the game goes on.
Right.
You unlock things. When you unlock the ghost dance.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Fucking cool. And this is another thing. Hoarding things. People are really used to hoarding things, especially in open world games. Like, hoarding your fucking whatever you have. Mm-hmm. And this ghost dance is, if you get hit once, you're done. Like, yeah. That's it. You have to rebuild it. You have to rebuild 5 kills in a row, or killing a fucking lieutenant or whatever they're called in stealth. And so I was using it constantly to kill 3 dudes. Quick, easy, simple, fun, intuitive.
That's Lady Gaga.
I thought you sounded like an Apple, like an event guy.
Tim Cook. Just fucking. No, what did you think overall, though?
I loved it. I think it was exactly what I needed.
I agree.
Coming off of how heavy The Last of Us was, where I could have a game that's just kind of like, I'm just going to chill for a little bit. I'm just going to explore this map. Am I going to kill some Mongols? I'm going to kill some Mongols.
Story was pretty brutal, too, still.
Like, yeah.
It fucking went places with his characters. And mind you, they are new characters, but man, it still kind of hurt. It still kind of hurt to see a lot of people die.
It obviously doesn't reach the level of like character development and story of The Last of Us Part 2. Mm-hmm. But I had a stronger emotional reaction in Ghost of Tsushima than I did to anything in The Last of Us Part 2, which was surprising to me.
That is surprising.
I
think you put it well. The release timing was perfect. They couldn't do it any better. Last of Us a month before, and then Ghost of Tsushima, a more gamey game, which is fine.
Which takes a lot longer to beat
and play. Yeah, and that was perfect. Yeah. It was the perfect, like, 2-month game for me, and I really loved it. Dan, what did you think of it overall?
Thought it sucked.
Yeah, so Dan didn't like it. It's too gamey for him.
Who'd you like the most?
I really loved Yuna.
Yuna's the best.
Yuna fucking rocks.
Yuna's the absolute fucking homie.
Yeah. She ruled. She was awesome. She was awesome. Her brother was awesome.
Especially when she summons Animus.
I don't know.
Dan's being silly.
He's being silly.
Yeah. Man,
Dan. Animus, though. Come on.
Animus is awesome.
So what's on the horizon for you next, though?
Like, is there Fairy Tale.
Besides Fairy Tale, though. Like, is there a big game that's coming out soon?
What's the next big release? Avengers?
Yeah, that actually is the next big release.
Well, I mean, if we're just going to straight up talk about what we've been playing, Fall Guys.
Yes, we have been playing Fall Guys. I've only won once. The fuck is that about? Why are you so good at it?
You're not good.
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking. You just got to keep playing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I got real lucky, and then I got real mad today.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was rough.
It was the spinning one.
Yeah.
And it knocked me off, and I was about to hit the slime, but I qualified because two other people died right before me.
Oh my god!
I actually saved the clip. Wink, Dan. But then the next round was fucking fall ball, so the soccer game, which I played an amazing goalie, but we lost 1-0 because two balls are coming at the same time. My mouth is only so big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fall ball is hard, man. It's hard when you have difficult teammates. I'm enjoying Fall Guys quite a bit. And I like that the Battle Pass is just built into the game, so you can buy things so long as you win at the game with like crowns as currency. But like I said, I've only won once. I don't want to talk about it. But I've been playing a lot of Destiny too. I think you've been playing as well.
Yeah, we know.
You've been playing
I've only been playing with you guys.
Okay.
I played a little bit on my own.
I don't know if I'm going to do this whole Solstice armor. I don't think I will.
I did it last year, and it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I don't even wear that shit.
Yeah, I didn't wear... I think I wore it for a bit. It looks really fucking cool, and completion is all gold and shit, but... The only thing I'd want from the Solstice is the fucking cloak. The Hunter cloak. Because that's the coolest looking thing. You know what I mean?
I do.
Fuck, you're so sexy. I can't deny it. So what else have you been playing besides Fall Guys?
Fall Guys and Ghosts.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's it.
Well, yeah, you had a big move and whatnot,
yeah,
so
that took a lot of time. Yeah. It's been a busy time.
Dan, I feel like you've been antsy to speak for a while about
you go first.
Shitty
you
game
go first.
That you want right, to talk
about. Let's talk about Ghost Tsushima some more.
Okay. So
you got a different ending than I did.
I did.
I want to hear about it, but we can't now.
Okay. So what do you want me to say?
Everything.
Just cryptically?
Yeah.
Tragic.
What was your outfit like? Like, at the end of the game, you have full range of selection.
Mm-hmm.
What did your outfit look like?
I went with the ghost armor or whatever.
So did I.
Yeah. And I went... There was a while where I went helmet and mask.
What kind of helmet?
It was the fucking Mongol helmet, actually.
With the tall one?
Yeah, with a mask.
Whoa!
And the thing was, I didn't realize that I just... didn't unequip it. I was like, oh, it's just built in the ghost armor. And I was like, this looks cool though. So I was like into it. And I was like, oh, it's the fucking Mongol helmet. So I just changed it out for a headband. I rocked the death one for a while.
Mm.
The bloody one, I think it was. That one was really cool. And did start rocking the ghost mask for a bit or whatever. I don't know. It was fun. What about you?
I went a lot of the game. I had the white traveler's outfit.
Mm-hmm.
With my blue, what's wrong?
Nothing.
With my blue Sly Cooper headband.
Yes.
Blue sword and a blue mask.
Oh.
Looked fucking hot.
Wait, how'd you get your mask blue?
I got a blue mask. Well, you didn't do everything.
Did you do everything? Everything?
Not yet. Okay. I'm very close.
Are you?
I was missing I'm still missing like 20 Sashimono banners. But I was missing like 10 Mongol things and and like 10 records. But I got those.
Let me just commend. Oh, go ahead.
But when I ended the game, I had the black ghost. I got the ghost and I got it in all black.
Same.
All black.
Same.
I did kind of the Ronin style.
Yes.
Hat.
Oh, I just rocked the hat for a while.
But the black one.
Yes, 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 yes. So the Kenshi
fucking
hat.
Hot. Ooh.
The Kenshi hat is
And then
sexy.
I used the wolf mask.
Oh. That's sexy.
And then when at the end of the game you get the sexy white.
The white. Cheddar white?
I wish to the lords of the heavens.
Let me commend the game, by the way, for doing collectibles better. It's just collect 20 of something and then fucking, you got the trophy.
Like, yeah.
You don't have to worry about getting everything else.
Yeah. You have to do all the shrines and stuff, but that helps you.
Yeah, and that's playing the game
in
a sense, rather than collecting.
The bamboo strikes are fucking great.
I fucking love the bamboo strikes.
You never got sick of bamboo strikes.
No, you did
you
not.
You come upon a bamboo strike, you sit up, you're like, all right, fucking let's go.
Yeah. Once when it said to complete it, I was like, fuck you, game, give me more.
The bamboo strikes, Dan. You have to do button combinations. So you start with 3 bamboos, right? And it'll be like... And it will show you for each bamboo has a button on it. It'll be like square, circle, square. And you just gotta press it real fast, right? But then you got 5. It'll be like square, circle, square, L1, triangle.
That's true.
So then you gotta go pa 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 pa. and then you'll get seven. And are you fucking kidding me at this point?
This is seven.
And it's like square, circle, squircle, square, circle, square, L1, triangle, square, circle.
Did you hear?
And you gotta just, and you gotta block out the world around you. Sometimes I would get a bandana and pretend it was a headband, and I'd tie it.
Yeah.
Tight.
Till you're like bleeding.
Oh my God. There was so much blood. So, and I would say, and I'd block out, and all I can hear, the only sound in the world is.
Yeah, I do the same. I would be so locked in. I just had to just fucking turn my brain off. And yeah. It was like.
It became muscle memory at some point. Like after you try it a couple times.
Exactly. Man. Oh, whoever came up with that is a fucking coding genius. Speaking of codes. Dan, you crossed your mind?
No. So what happened is AQ40 came out, and wow.
Oh.
Quality 40?
Encourage.
Encourage. The temple of Encourage and the ruins of Encourage.
Them scarabs.
This is wow, Clask.
Clask, right? Yeah.
Okay.
It just came out, so I don't really know anything about it.
But you've done it before, haven't you?
No.
Really?
I've never done that before.
Titties on
the only edge. Thing I did in Classic back in the day when it was fresh was Molten Core.
Really?
Molten
Core.
That's an alt. In.
Yeah, it's a reference, you dumb butt.
Oh! That's why he says Molten Core Torbjorn in Overwatch.
He's an idiot. Anyway.
You ever did Nax?
No, Nax was the last thing that came out.
Yeah.
PS4
game? I guess you did Nax later.
Yeah.
But not Classic.
Almost nobody did Nax when it came out the first time.
That sounds right.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I've also been playing
When you're doing it, you get so mad.
What?
When you just repeat the same word over and over again?
I have to be mad at him.
Can we talk about Ghost of Tsushima today?
Been playing a game called CrossCode.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. Well, I don't know why you have your finger up already.
I'm counting.
I wasn't even going to give the list yet.
When you start it, let me know.
Now, I know Alex will hate it because it looks like a Super Nintendo game.
Gross.
I'm trying to think of a game, Dave, that you like that it's similar to.
But there's not one.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, it sounds like a game I would like.
Funnily enough, I've played it.
Funnily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you get like a free Steam code for it or something?
No. Uh-oh. I should probably use that free Steam code that I have for that different game. No, I had it on Games Pass on PC.
Oh, that's right.
And I played the first like 6 hours or so, and I stopped playing. Not because I hated it, because I actually did like it, but I didn't get as far as you did. You kept talking about loot like it was something that happens.
Loot?
Yeah, like you get rewarded for doing shit, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Fuck, dude. Anyway.
I'm going to kill him today.
Tell me about CrossCode. I'm interested.
Yes.
Okay. So it's top down. You know, you travel the world up, down, left, right.
Is it like Hyper Light Drifter kind of looking?
No.
Isometric?
The camera angle, yes.
That's what I'm asking.
Isometric.
Or like Wizard of Legend.
Yes. Same camera angle.
Cool.
So it's just so fucking well designed. So, you know, you got your normal level up shit.
Yeah.
Which is just, you get more shit.
Mm-hmm.
Each one gets you a little circuit point, which you can put into your circuit, which is like the sphere grid type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get fire?
I think I did. I wish I could try to tell you where I got. I got to like the town, and you could go outside to the forest or whatever, into the woods or whatever.
That's like just the beginning of the game.
Oh shit, man! I do. I'm trying to think. I got a dash. No, that's the beginning. Fuck.
Yeah, that's all the beginning. Anyway, Alex is dumb.
Writing's really good.
He said, I don't know about that.
It's quirky.
He said he played 6 hours. He probably played like two.
No, that's not true. I'll check.
It was on for 6 hours.
Exactly.
Fuck.
So I assume I'm going to get the four elements because I already have fire, and I think they talked about ice or water or something. But when I got fire, all those circuit points I had before are now circuit points for fire, so I just got to fucking fill that shit up.
You, like, doubled up?
Yeah. So, like, each time you get a new element, I think you just fucking go all in.
So you don't have to start over from new, fresh.
Yeah.
You know what? What one of the tropes I love in, like, RPGs?
Please tell me.
Is collecting the four elements. I don't care if you're collecting gems or crystals. Jewels or crystals or weapons or summons. I just love it.
It's like Captain Planet, yeah.
No.
No, not
like
not
Tales
like
of Symphonia.
Like, so why don't you watch The Last Airbender then?
I do. I did. But not enough going on, you know? So I went over to Black Clover.
Gross.
You've never watched it, first of all.
I know, but
and they have magic in the four elements. Thank you very much.
I'm starting Legend of Korra. I heard it's an incredible show. It's one of the best, and to just skip over Avatar and watch it. I'm just kidding, Dan.
But anyway, it's just so fucking well designed. Like, so that force you're saying you went into, there's just certain like chests you'll find in like in the area. You're like, how the fuck do I get to that? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to go through a different screen to get to that area. Event. Shut the fuck up. I'm listening. And there's one that took me forever to figure out and how to get to it. And when I finally got to it, it had like a super like higher level weapon for me. And I was like, holy fuck, this is great.
Nice.
And like that happens all the time in that game. It's just if you explore enough.
There's just cool combos.
So it creates one of those things where it's like, I can't wait to get to this level so I can equip this fucking weapon.
No, you can equip it immediately.
Oh, shit. So it's not a level. It's not a high level requirement.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's like you get your, like, character level, and then, like, it assesses, like, your weapon or your gear level. So, like, you can be, like, level 23, and your gear level could be, like, 25. If you find enough cool shit.
I do recall. Mm. I think I did get fire. Because you have to go through, like, a Legend of Zelda dungeon, don't you?
Yeah.
Is it a fire temple?
It's not the fire temple, but it's a temple. Or, no, it's called the Temple Mine.
Yeah. I do remember.
So you go through all this puzzle shit, and the puzzles are fucking good in that game.
They are good, yeah.
Good puzzle stuff.
Oh, that's what intrigued me actually, was the puzzling and like the whole like Zelda thing, with the dungeons and temples or whatever. So that very cool.
Yeah, and so then there's also like, you know, you pick up shit from enemies and you kill them. Mm-hmm. If you are like farming for a certain rare thing, you can just go on a killing streak, and like it keeps building up like your fighting rank or something, and you get
more likely to drop.
Yeah, and it's sweet. Like it's just everything about it is like quality of life. Once you're up, you can get in combat and your HP, you know, goes down to like 50 and you're like, fuck, I gotta heal. Nope, once you're out of combat, just goes back to full.
Nice.
It's so nice.
What's the moment to moment gameplay like? What's the combat like? Is it action?
It's like Wizard of Legend. Mm-hmm. It's not as, you know, complex because you have like 40,000 spells in Wizard of Legend.
Yeah.
So you got like a dash.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I love dashing.
Me too.
I love dashing.
It's a lot of dashes. You can go like. Yeah. You got your melee attacks, which is like any 360 around you. You have a shooting attack, which is just you just going wah 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 wah. Use that with, like, the right stick you aim.
How much range?
Pretty far. Okay. Like, pretty much the whole screen, I think.
I think you're right.
If you aim in a certain direction long enough, that gives you, like, a powered-up shot. So, yes. So like, your crosshairs will kind of go, like, and then, like, that's how you do, like, your...
Starting to refresh my memory. Yeah, I'm starting to
remember. That's how you do, like, your puzzle stuff, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your special attacks, which is like you have a special dash attack, you have a special melee attack, you have a special range attack, and a special shield attack. I never use shields. Never, ever. It's stupid.
Damn!
Fuck, dude.
No, I actually do use shields against bosses.
I respect that.
Okay. But I'll never use a special shield thing, because it's just a waste.
It's a waste of special points?
Yeah.
I like that, thank you.
And, so the one I was using for a long time is just I just shoot out like a giant cannonball and it just bounces around and it was strong, especially if I got a dude like against the wall because I could hit him and then on the rebound hits him again. It's fucking good. But now I got fire attacks, and I got this, like, fire spin that's just so fucking good.
So you're balls deep in this game, huh?
I am fucking just drowning in it.
Yeah, just fucking, just... the fucking dog from that video.
But, like, I still, like, I haven't even played in a long time, because I've been busy and shit, and, like...
Well, yeah, this has been a very busy time for
life both of you. Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
And I just, all I want to do is play it. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do. I can't wait for fucking Saturday because I have no responsibilities that day.
Good.
You know what I've found is if you just cut out sleeping from your life, is you have a lot more time to do other things.
Yeah.
Okay, it's hard though.
One thing I wanted to get rid of is sleeping or eating, but I love eating too much, so I might get rid of sleeping.
See, the thing about eating is it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Sleeping feels good, I guess.
I do love sleeping.
But I'd rather just not ever sleep in my life again.
It doesn't do much for me, other than recharge my body and my soul.
So you don't, like, ever have cool dreams? I have cool dreams all the time.
You heard about my dream, Dan, and that's one I'd never like to have again.
I have cool dreams all the time. And, like, what sucks is I found out the best way to do them, and that's, like...
Don't be gross.
No. No. Again. Not like that, you freak.
Lucid dreaming?
It's not lucid dreaming. No, I mean, like, the best way to enable yourself to have, like, vivid dreams is, I just discovered this because I'm a lazy piece of shit, is, like, you just hit snooze. Like, you get, like, 10-minute snoozes, and you just hit it over and over again, and you have vivid dreams, like, the entire time you're snoozing.
I used to do that, where I'd, like, wake up and I'd still be in the dream laterwards.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen anymore.
It's not.
I'm too old now.
Stop. I believe in you.
I believe in you. But yeah, it sucks because, like, I'll be like, oh man, such a fucking cool dream. I gotta go to work. Fuck, 10 more minutes, okay.
So, with life getting in the way, CrossCode is the only game that's been on your agenda.
Well, we played Destiny yesterday and Fall Guys.
That doesn't constitute my answer.
And I played WoW on Sunday because I got my responsibilities.
With Jamis and Matthew?
No, he quit a long time ago.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What a fucking snake.
James, since he doesn't listen to this, is a piece of shit.
Even if he did, you know
what? Yeah, you know what, James?
he loves the chase of getting to, like, the max level.
Yeah.
And he loves, like, talking about acquiring the gear and, like, being cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He never follows through at that end point.
So... The Division is for James.
Yeah.
Wow. All that was the games, perfect fucking game for James.
All these games that are like, let's make this and then have no end game. Those are for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
If we kill him.
We would.
If we chop him down.
We would kill a god, right? Like, he's a giant. This is like the end of
more like
RPG.
A kaiju than a god.
Yeah. We should get. Wait, does Matt still play with you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, me and Matt raid together a lot.
Oh my god. This is. Such a charming moment.
Fam.
Fucking Matt. So, he had his mage, and his mage is, like, really well geared, and he's, like, he's stuck with the guild so long now that he's, like, one of the oldest mages there.
Jesus Christ.
And, like, he's been, like, active for a long time on there, too. Like, pretty much since they started raiding.
Mm-hmm.
He's been with them raiding. And so now he's the, like, class leader of the mages.
I fucking love Matt so much. Wait, is how many people to a raid? 8?
40.
40?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah.
This is classic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cut it down to 25 after this one. But
wow.
25 is a lot more doable. 40 is a lot.
It's just chaos?
It's a little bit of chaos.
Yeah. Jesus.
But, so he's a class leader. And, like... He has, like, input on, like, what the guild does. It's funny.
That's actually really funny.
So
look at,
like,
him rising,
so, like,
above the ranks.
So, like, a couple weeks ago, he, like, made, like, a new, like, rule set for how we, like, distribute gear. And he did it he said, like, this is, like, how mages will do it. I'm like, why don't we just, like, do your thing for everyone? Because the way we do it now is stupid.
So he's, like, a young Alexander Hamilton.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, so his mage is really well geared, probably maybe the best in the guild, and he made a shaman because he wanted, like, another character, and, like, I guess he wanted to try healing or enhancement or something. Stopped playing it immediately once he got to 60, and then he leveled up a fucking rogue, which is what I play,
mm-hmm.
and he's stealing my fucking gear now.
Mm. Oh, so Abel. Loot is shared in this world?
Yeah. Everyone. So, like, if you, in a raid, you kill a boss, it drops usually two items for 40 people.
Two items?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awful. That's so fucking awful. How do you distinguish the... What if someone just fucking does a raid and collects everything? Like, what's the worst that could happen?
What do you mean?
Like, one of those 40 people is just keeps taking everything.
There's Master Looter. Like, only the guild... Or, the, like, the raid leader can distribute it.
I fucking hate WoW. So, wait. What the fuck? So, two... What? So, you can go into a raid and not fucking get anything?
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
All the time.
Happened to me on Sunday.
Oh my god, that's awful.
And you're not even getting experience?
No.
Because you're max level when you're raiding.
What the fuck is
you
the point?
You get gold.
That's true.
This sounds awful.
No, it's fine.
If your guild's good, you get gold.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's not, you're wiping and you're spending gold.
True.
Yeah. Man, that makes me think about things more clearly now. I will never in my life fucking touch WoW. Two pieces for 40 people. Why would they do it like that?
I mean, there's multiple bosses.
Yeah, there's... Use like 10 bosses a raid.
So 20 pieces for 40?
Yeah. Well, the end bosses always drop more, too.
Okay.
So, like, the first six bosses will probably drop two things. I think then, like, the last three or four will drop three. And then the very last one, he'll drop, like, five pieces.
Five whole pieces? I'm just kidding.
But, like, the pieces he drops are also, like... always way better than everything else.
Right, that's like the thing, right?
Yeah.
What is the rating like? I feel like this is... I always do this. What's the rating like? Is it just a fucking boss rush mode thing?
It's... I mean, with Molten Core, all it is like trash mobs. You just kill garbage shit fuckers all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the boss, kill him. Then you kill more garbage, go to the next boss.
So there's no, like, puzzling, is there, for 40 people?
They added that with later raids.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
the,
cool.
So all the bosses in Molten Core are just tank and spank?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying there's nothing in between them that's interesting. Some of them have, like, unique shit to do.
Is there, like, hidden shit in these raids?
No, it's not like Destiny. No.
Oh, so that's the only thing.
Destiny had that. That was really cool. That's the thing I liked about Destiny raids is, like, if you look for something, you'll find it, and it'll just give you a piece of gear.
That was actually very cool. Like, should we talk to them? Bungie? Their raid ideas are super cool. I want to start raiding. So much so that we might disband the Losers Club, because there's only three active members. although, if you're looking for a raid company to join...
A raid company.
The Losers Club is recruiting. We need a raid, Dan.
We play Monday nights.
Yes, we do.
And only Monday
nights. We only play... I play mostly every day.
We'll see how long that
lasts. Weather permitting. Weather
permitting. Hey, if we're doing what you've been playing...
Yeah.
What are you playing? How are you playing it? I want to give a shout-out to a game I played a while ago called Gris.
Gris? Yes, cool.
It's an absolutely beautiful puzzle platformer. It all looks like a watercolor painting.
Mm. Oh, that sounds really pretty.
It's so beautiful. Are you kidding me?
I'm turned on. What do you need from me right now? You could just say it.
It's like, it's not a Metroidvania, but you unlock abilities as you progress, but you're only progressing forward, more or less.
Yeah.
But I platinum that game too. But boy, I really liked that one.
I always have trouble remembering what I've been playing. So I have to...
What a surprise.
It's all about the fun and the life, you know? The life, the limits, the beauty, the happiness, Dan.
Not the limits. I don't like the limits. Remove them.
What about the lemons?
I like lemons.
But I've also beaten and platinumed Ghost of Tsushima. Should we just talk more about it,
Dan?
No, I've been trying out Battle Royale games a lot lately. Hyperscape just came out for... PS4, that was more so for research-based things for my next video. But
Spoilers,
yes. So I was playing that. An interesting game, very interesting concept. That's the Ubisoft FPS Battle Royale. And I've also been playing Apex, which is probably my favorite Battle Royale game. It's so good. It's like very, very good. It's the people that made Titanfall, and I really love Titanfall too. Apex is a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And it's not hard to win that game, I feel like. I don't know if like there's heavy aim assist or something, but I feel like I hit my targets a lot more than I miss them. which is very satisfying. And I don't know, I like doing duos. Trios is a thing too, but I spent $5 on it to get some Apex coins, and I earned two characters out of it, which was nice. So I play as Loba, a Latina queen.
Her name is Samba, you said?
No, Loba.
Loba. Like Lobo, but like a wolf. Female.
Yeah. So she has this, so one of her perks is she has a bracelet, right? And she throws it, and then she transports there. Wherever she throws it, she's like, translocating or whatever. She's eating like Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
she got a bag of Takis.
Yeah. And she like lands. She's like, oh, this puto's in front of me. But her ultimate is fucking.
Sounds like a Guerra from Orange is the New Black.
Yes, 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 yes. That's exactly who she is. No, but her ultimate is the black market where she puts down her pole and she starts dancing on it, and then it opens up a shop.
Oh, are you proud of yourself?
Like, I was there for a second. Alright, hold up.
Oh my god. But no, she opens a black market, and then it's like a big circle. So you can just grab whatever items are in that area. And
she's a support character?
Yeah, she's a support character. So she has the cross for, like, medic. She's a support. So she provides... You can pull out two items. And then you have to collapse it. But her ult builds super fast. And her passive is you can see high gear stuff. I don't know. I really fucking like this game. The guns feel really good. I enjoy it. Hyperscape? Eh, not really for me, though. But that's neither here nor there. I haven't really been playing any single player games. I think Hitman's on my list to maybe replay in different ways. Dishonored 1 is up there, just to get the platinum. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, that's all I've been playing, guys. You know, it's been very fun. It's been a very fun time. Fun, 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 fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
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 You know what I've realized?
Yes, sir.
I say Thane Q.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-oh. Thane. Thane Q.
Yeah.
And it bugs me.
Yeah.
I want to sound like a normal person and say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. I say thank you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's just a Midwestern thing.
I'm trying to kill myself right
Why?
Now. I'm not.
What do they say in the South?
Pardon?
Instead of thank you, they say pardon?
Yeah.
Pardon. Do you think they just, you know?
No, they say hello. Like Cam Newton.
Hello.
Hello.
That's one of my favorite videos ever.
Hello.
Hello. Cam Newton just super flamboyant in that video.
What is Cam Newton?
I don't know, dude. He's an enigma.
He's everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think he's going to lead them to victory in New England?
I hope not.
Me too.
I have a bet on it.
I fucking... Oh, that's right. You do. Also, I just hate Boston sports. You know, I'm tired of them. Tired of them. Tired. Tired. Tired.
I'm tired of their tonics.
Yeah. You betcha, mister. God almighty. I think we're done here. We've podcasted. Yeah?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and call this a brick house because we just fucking knocked it out of the park. What does that mean? But yes, thank you so much for listening. I think we say goodbye now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Be safe. Be safe.
Always think of good.
Ghosts of
Tsushima. Always think positively.
Yeah.
And remember that Dan growls if you don't say bye to him.
You said bye to him.
If he... What's going on there? Oh, the levels are just rising. Like the sea levels. We're talking about
global warming.
Global warming here. It's a real problem. Bye.